Jennifer and the Abominable Mystery. Once upon a time, in a snowy little village, a one-year-old girl named Jennifer heard her daddy use a big, peculiar word. Daddy had just gotten the mail, and he was surprised by the size of the phone bill. "Abominable," exclaimed Daddy. "It's as if a Yeti made all these calls." Jennifer, curious about the word abominable, looked out the window to the Yeti's house next door. She giggled, wondering if the Yeti's bills were abominable too. With the innocence of a child, Jennifer decided to solve the mystery. Putting on her warmest coat and cutest hat, she toddled next door. Mr. Yeti, a gentle giant with snow-white fur, welcomed her with a warm smile. "Hello, Jennifer. How can I help you today?" he asked. Jennifer pointed to the phone and said, "Daddy's bill was abominable. Is yours abominable too?" Mr. Yeti chuckled, his belly jiggling like a bowl full of jelly. "No, little one, I just have a tiny phone bill because I prefer to talk to my friends in person, and I love spending time making new ones like you." Jennifer smiled, now understanding that abominable meant something big and surprising, but that it didn't always describe her big, friendly neighbor. Daddy waved from the window, happy to see Jennifer learning new words and making friends. "Thank you, Mr. Yeti," said Jennifer, giving him a tiny hug around his big Yeti finger. She trotted back home with her new word and a heart full of friendship. That night, Jennifer told Daddy all about her adventure, and they both agreed that the only abominable thing around was indeed the phone bill.